It's Tuesday, the 25th of August, 8 a.m. That's a very nice morning, indeed. I'd say pretty much blue sky. It would be, but actual fact, not even sure that's a cloud. Or a very wide streamer from a jet plane. But I'd say, cloud. A jet stream shaped cloud. Simply because of the direction it's facing, or the line it's taking in the sky. It's all wrong. Anyway, it's nice and sunny. It's a breeze. Hello, Mr. Blackbird, how are you? But it's cold. Not just cool, but cold. Oh boy, that's cool. It's cold, the cold, the cold. Came out in short sleeve this morning because it looked so nice and went straight back in. Wear a big jumper on. Still got my shorts on, of course. They won't come off until the end of September, hopefully. But it is a nice morning, nonetheless. I was sweating profusely before I came out. I don't know why. I don't normally sweat in the mornings. There's something untoward with my biologics. This cold air will soon dissipate that. Let's see, because my forehead was really clammy. Oh, it's cool now. It's nice. Nice and cool. Having to shelter behind two fence panels that's been moved because we're getting a new fence up. Well, there's a story behind it, but no, I ain't going to go there this morning. I'll just get a bit upset. It means the garden is totally exposed at the moment. On the west side, that is. West side. West side. So, where I normally stand with the breeze this morning, it'll just be blowing right across the mics. So I'm sheltering behind the big fence panel. Get strange looks off Mr. Blackbird, who's saying, obviously, wait a minute, that's not where you stand. It does give you a different aspect of the garden, though. It's looking okay, actually. Although it's not been tended at all this. Use this word loosely, summer. Any good weather has brought other work that was desperately needing done rather than the garden. It was quite a productive day yesterday, which made me obviously feel good without actually sitting thinking about saying to yourself, well, I feel good. And a song about that. But feeling good without realizing you're feeling good, if that makes any sense. Retired last night, going to bed. Slept well up to the last hour. And I was uncomfortable. Sweating in bed, but that's normal if I don't get up to go to wee, if you know what I mean. Too tired to get up to go, so the body reacts by making you sweat. At least it does for me. Other than that, I had pretty good sleep. And according to my app, I had more deep sleep last night than I've had since I started using it. It's going on 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer now. I haven't said that, I'm feeling good this morning. I think I've done a lot of physical work. A lot of walking as well, and a lot of physical work, and that's always good. I believe that out of all the work you can do in life, physical work, hard physical work, is the most, my God. Produces the most post activity. Oh hell, I'm giving up. I know what I mean. As long as I know what I mean, that's, yeah, there you go. Starting to see and hear a lot more bird activity this time of the year because they know that, well, I would like to say that they know winter's not that far off, but they know the seasons are changing rapidly now, and there definitely seems to be more activity and song. Oh, and what was it yesterday I was at the back door. I said it was a lovely day. And I happened to glimpse around the back of the apple tree. Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, got it. So, can't remember the title. Don't go under the apple tree. Yeah. Well, anyway, around the back of the apple tree, I spotted a beautiful big pink bloom. That's a clematis I put in about 3 years ago, and it's never really done much, to be honest. It's meant to climb up through the apple tree and blossom. So I have to say to my wife, come and see this flower. And as we stepped out into the sunshine, there's more than one, so I went a wheel over. And it is resplendent and beautiful from the ground up like a column and then up through the apple tree, but flowering mostly, strangely flowering, mostly on the northeast facing side of the apple tree. You would think it would be the south and west, or west. Very strange. But there's an amazing amount of flowers all the way from the ground right up through the apple tree. Beautiful. That's what I like about the garden. You can catch out sometimes. You haven't really looked at it. You've seen it every day. You've walked past it every day or around it. And just out of the blue, something catches you, and it was there all the time because it didn't happen overnight. And you go, wow, look at that. Never noticed that. Garden that surprises. Of course, weeds are like that as well. Yeah. One day they just suddenly catch your eye and go, God, look at the height of those weeds. I need to get my shed. I need to get my shed before the winter comes in. Probably approaching a year now. Well, maybe 10 months. 11 months since I took it down. But I can't put a new one up until this fence is complete. It's looming, annoying. I feel like doing it myself now. Mr. Blackbird is pecking aimlessly. Well, I don't doubt it's aimlessly. But, it was a large bag. A proper garden tote bag. Those cylindrical things that spring up and down. Full of leaves that had been put in earlier in the year, and I emptied them out. Oh, the big was the conifer. Emptied them out because he had rotted down, and him and Mrs. Blackbird have had great fun tearing it to shreds, because obviously there would be thousands of wee beasties inside. I think they've got the best of the grub. An intentional pun. Twisting it about as if to say, I know there's nothing here, but I'm just going to have another wee poke about just in case I'm lucky. Yeah, well. I'll be cutting half an acre of grass later on this morning. Looking forward to that actually. It's back to that post activity hard work sensation that I was talking about earlier. Hard work, that buzz from hard work or hard exercise, hard physical stuff. That buzz, endorphins and other endorphins. Endorphins. Is there any start endorphins? Yeah, feel that wind now. Oh, actually, it's it's cold wind, it's a cold wind. It just fills the lungs. And also the mics. Diving quickly for cover. Wow, that's sprung up. There's trouble afoot.